Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, so why do you think, Dermot, that Justin Timberlake is responsible for YouTube? Here we go. Take a deep breath. I'm about to educate the masses. He's about to... You don't have to have an answer. You can just say, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Can I say I don't care?
No. Okay. You can't say that.
Sorry. I don't know.
Do you remember the infamous Super Bowl halftime nipple slip?
Yes.
Justin Timberlake.
Sorry about that.
And Janet Jackson, right. So the thing happened, and there was a guy called Jawed Karim, and he was working at PayPal at the time in Silicon Valley. And he was working hard, and he missed the Super Bowl, and he missed Super Bowl halftime, and he wanted to see the moment that everyone was talking about. But there was a record number of complaints, broadcasting complaints, whatever. No one was showing it on, like, normal TV. So he said to himself, why is there not a website where I can just people just upload whatever content, video content they want? And he came up with the idea of YouTube. And he and his two mates, that day, started to code YouTube. And a year later, they sold it to Google for $1.5 billion.
A year later?
Yeah. In 2006.
Why are we not coding?
We should be coding. And they also got massive Google stocks. Now, one of them got more stocks than the other ones and invested. I think one of them's worth like $1.5 billion. One of them's worth like $300 million. One of them's worth $150 million or whatever. They're grand. They're all fine for money.
Are they still friends?
I don't know. But
are they happy though?
I'd say so, yeah. Jawed is the first person to upload a video to YouTube on the channel Jawed. It's the first video, and it's called Me at the Zoo. And here it is.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks, and that's cool.
So there you go. The first video is him standing inside the elephants going, they have really, really, really long trunks. It's the first video ever on YouTube.
How many views has that got?
170 million. Which isn't a lot for YouTube, but...
Is it pitched as the first ever video?
It's just called Jawed, Me at the Zoo. You have to, you have to know that's what you're looking for. But if you search all videos in YouTube by upload date, oldest first, that's the one that will come up.
Okay.
Now, you walked out of the studio a few seconds ago and said, you need to drink more water.
Yes.
Maybe you should do what Jennifer Lawrence has done. And she has a H2O tattoo on just beside her thumb on her hand. To remind her to drink more water. It's a bit extreme, I think. I think you can remember to drink water, can't you? I mean, I hate like a tattoo, really?
I was thinking of putting something on my hand to remind myself to take deeper breaths. You could put, and you could have a water symbol beside that.
Hey, entire hand tattoo of messages. Be very confusing.
You could just put something on my wrist, I suppose.
Well, you still have to remember. Anyway, yeah, it's up to you. Matthew Perry. Obviously been in the news for a while. Obviously Friends reunion and all that. Did you know that he has lost part of his middle finger? He can't flip the bird properly on someone because his middle finger is shorter than his other fingers because he caught it in the car door and chopped the top of it off.
Oh my God, that's painful.
Years and years
Jesus.
Ago. And Vince Vaughn, same thing happened to him. He's missing the top part of his thumb on one of his hands. Like, it's his thumb is shorter. So he can't really give a full thumbs up. And Matthew Perry can't really give you
We saw
finger.
A trailer for a new Vince Vaughn movie in the cinema yesterday where he and a cheerleader have their personalities swapped.
It's a body swap movie. Look, if you're like me, body swap movies are the best. Freaky Friday, the one with Ryan Reynolds.
But he's a murderer.
Yeah.
So then the cheerleader turns into the murderer.
Yeah, it looks really, really good and really, really funny. And I hate Vince Vaughn with a passion.
Good and terrible at the same time.
I mean, that's what you're looking for in those kind of movies. Body swaps are good. There you go. I told you I'd educate you. Now you're educated. Feel better? I doubt it.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.